You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It's Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're exhausted, but this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling.
Woo! The stressed out episode.
The men are trash episode.
Well, no, because that sounds bad. That means that sounds like we're talking about bad men. We're not talking about bad men.
I mean, there are bad men that I have dealt with this week that have set my stress levels to fucking fire.
Yeah.
Like the Subaru man and the teacher man.
I want to fight the Subaru guy.
I want to fight the Subaru man. The fucking audacity.
The you know what helps? Tea.
I don't like tea.
Well, get used to it.
You know what I have? Hold on. You know what I have? I'm so excited. Hopefully, sorry, you're going to see my butt because I'm not wearing shorts because it's 100 degrees outside. So I apologize.
But. Like I haven't seen your butt before.
That's true.
Oh no.
Hold on while I open up a fake cold one. Hold on, everybody. The sound, this is the sound we're looking for today.
Nice.
That is a fake PBR I just opened.
Hell yeah. Non-alcoholic PBR for Amanda. Green tea with honey. For me.
Honestly, after this week, it's only Tuesday.
It's only fucking Tuesday. If I could tell you like the amount of shit I have to do in a week because my job will be closed for a whole ass month.
That's right. You're off all of August.
So I get to, and I'm getting a new desk while we're closed. So it's not just like, hey, Ashley, can you clean up your stuff so that, like, the people can work in there? It's, hey, Ashley, you need to move literally everything. So get on that. And I'm stressed and everyone's bothering me. And I had someone stop me to talk about a fucking copy machine for like,
oh my God,
35 minutes. And it wasn't even like an issue, and I literally like lost my goddamn mind over it. I mean, everyone stops me for the copier because it's next to my desk, so they think that like I'm the copier wizard. I'm not.
No,
I'm just regular old Ashley. I'm not a copier wizard. Yeah, and I honestly stuck up for myself, which doesn't happen very often.
I'm proud of you.
I looked at the person who had the issue with the copier and said, no offense, does it matter? And then I just like walked away. I walked back to my desk and I sat down and I put my headphones in and I put my little do not disturb sign on my wall and said, please leave me the fuck alone, everybody.
Damn it. I'm jealous of your do not disturb sign. What if I made one of those?
That'd be good. That's honestly, it's helped because I don't have a fun fact. I don't have a door at work. I have like cute little like tucked away cubby and everyone walks past that thing and everyone says something. So I, I needed a sign. And so
I'm going to make a sign and it's going to be like, I'm not rude. I'm busy.
Yeah. Perfect. That's all you need to say.
Right. That's going to come off so rude.
Yeah, maybe. But congratulations on your new job.
So just to clarify, I love my new fucking job. I like who I work with in the office. My girls are amazing. I'm so happy. I'm so fucking happy. Also, some of you know this, but not all of you. My hour and a half commute is now a 20-minute drive.
Hell yeah.
It's amazing. I can sleep until 6 o'clock and still make it to work on time. It's beautiful. I could sleep until 6:30 and still make it to work on time. Like, this is amazing. I'm losing my mind. But like the systems that I came into are terrible. And so I'm trying to do like, I'm trying to learn their systems. And I work at a school, I work at an elementary school now, and enrollment is just out of fucking control. So yeah.
I thankfully get 1 hour a week in the children's room of the library that I work in. And today I said that like, I could work an extra hour in there. Didn't realize it was fucking the hour before story time.
Oh shit.
And then I forgot to go there. I forgot to like be on desk. So I had to run down like halfway through that hour. And it was the most chaotic 30 minutes of my entire life because it is all like elementary school age children. Yep. So I don't even want like that was 30 minutes. I can't even imagine like, you know, having enrollment.
Yeah. We had a mom and her preschooler come in trying to enroll for transitional kindergarten is a new thing I've never heard of.
Is that like preschool?
It's like, yeah, it's like fucking preschool, but it's more education-based preschool or something. I don't know. It's like supposed to set you up for success for kindergarten. Honestly, it just sounds like we're schooling the fuck out of children. Yeah. But this mom comes in with this little girl. She picked up and hung up my phone like 20,000 times. She ran into the nurse's office and hid from her mom because she didn't want to leave school. She took a pen from my assistant and it was a Hello Kitty pen that had a little Hello Kitty head. And then she popped the head off.
Oh no.
Thankfully we were able to fix the pen, but I was just like, you guys are fucking destructive. Like,
yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
You're going to have to get a whole set of supplies that's just like, here, rip this apart. That's what we do for passports because all the little kids come in for passports and they just lose their fucking mind because one, they think that passports is the doctor's office. Oh, it's shit. Not. It's and not. Then two, I've had like a kid walk off with like books and staplers and everything. And so finally we got toys that are like coloring books and weird trucks and like little things for them to mess with because they just walk off with shit.
I'm gonna have to go buy like those spinners, the fidget spinners, and like Hot Wheels and some other bullshit to keep these kids in line.
Yeah.
Oh
well, yeah. So it's gonna be a short episode, but hey, at least you get an episode from us this week.
Yeah, and you'll be happy you're getting anything after the tire debacle I am still dealing with.
Amanda's got car issues. I got life issues.
I did not have car issues. I didn't. No. Until mm-hmm. I took my car in for service at the dealership. The dealership's supposed to be the good place. It's not.
Literally, that's the premise of the show, The Good Place. So you are in actual hell.
I am in legitimate hell right now. But my homie Jay came through and he's hopefully gonna solve all of my problems, and tomorrow I should have my car back.
Let's fucking hope so, dog. Like,
Jay, we're counting on you. Don't do me dirty.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had to rearrange our calendar a little bit, and today
we get to do a fun one.
It is pretty fun. It's just very silly. And if you know DDT and you know like their whole vibe, it's
in Choco Pro. This gave me Choco Pro vibes.
Yeah, DDT and Choco Pro are kind of on the same level. We're doing the King of Street Wrestling. Is that what it's called?
Street Pro Wrestling World Champs. And I guess this is the first round.
Yeah. For the king of street wrestling.
Yes, for the king of street wrestling. I'll let you say it.
Is it Onryo? I think it's Onryo.
I think it's Onryo. That's how I was pronouncing it. So I hope that's how it is.
It's Onryo versus Chris Brooks. I always refer to Onryo as the ghost because that's his thing. He looks very ghosty. And yeah, it's a fucking coffin match.
Yeah, this match. So many
This is why I love DDT, because it's like, it's fucking street wrestling. And so you're thinking, oh, okay, like maybe on the street. No, it's the most cinematic shit in the entire world. If you had, like, I don't know if you skipped through the rest of it. They're on the beach. They're like fucking, the next round is on a train. That's going.
Oh, fuck, a real train?
Yeah, an absolute real train that's going. And then the third round, I believe, I mean, spoiler alert, this did happen earlier this year, but spoiler alert, Chris Brooks wrestles someone in a tree. Oh yeah, a fucking tree.
I almost spit my fake beer out on that one. Like, what the fuck? Okay, we're gonna have to cover more of these matches.
Chris Brooks versus a ghost.
It's in a warehouse.
It's like, yeah, it's like in a weird industrial type warehouse thing. You see Chris get out like a weird taxi, and he's got a fake machine gun.
It looks like a super soaker gun.
Yeah, it looks like a spray painted super soaker.
100%, that's what it looks like.
Adorable.
Chris Brooks. He's like the most punk rock.
He is my little like punk rock. He's like 6'4" or something. My little punk rock darling with his fucking Cramps theme and his, oh my god, his hand painted vest
and his fucking like spiky leather vest or jacket. Sorry,
yeah, jacket. My bad.
So ridiculous.
And then his like shorts are also painted. Like, I don't know. It's so cute. His hot pink belt, and you know. We here at How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling do appreciate one thing, and that is crop tops on very tall men.
Oh my god, men in crop tops. Oof.
Bring it back.
Justice is doing it. Chris Brooks is doing it. I will take a man in a crop top any fucking day.
Cut the bottom of your shirts off. Also, I have a bone to pick, and someone else said this on Twitter, but specifically this is for Rob Shit. Rob Shit, we love you. We adore you. We would also appreciate if you just made your logos on your shirts just a touch higher so that we can cut the bottom of stuff off.
I specifically said when you handed me the shirt, fuck, I can't make this a crop top.
And I only say specifically Rob Shit shirt because like, his name, which is like the most perfect part of that shirt, is almost to the bottom. And so I just need a shirt that says Rob Shit really big. Maybe I'll make one.
We should make one for him. Should we design a Rob Shit shirt?
Yeah, let's do it.
Show up in our Rob Shit shirts.
And just give him one. Here, this is your new merch.
This is your new merch. Please pawn it.
Just bring him a box. Here. Yeah. This is for
you. Oh my God. Why do I feel like he would not be upset about that?
Oh, he's absolutely like, not. No.
Like, he's like, oh my God, you're so sweet.
Didn't spend money on it. We'll make money on it. So. Yeah.
Rob Shit stoked. Jesus fucking. We're such shitheads. It's not even funny.
We need to go back to Japanese wrestling. Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
Give
us crop tops, boys.
Give us crop tops. Both you wearing them and for us.
Yes.
A
ghost.
A ghost.
I have a note that just says a ghost. So on Rio's entrance was pretty sick. He just like pops up behind Chris Brooks.
Lots of spooky spots in this episode.
This was so fucking silly. Also the face paint, like, okay. For those of you that do not watch Japanese wrestling that don't know on Rio, like the face paint is what kids in the 80s were painting as face paint for ghosts. So it's like all white with blacked out eyes.
Yeah, blacked out eyes and like severe eyeliner. And his the girl who comes later, which shout out to Scotty Wrestling, I think that's his name on Twitter. Anyway, he got her name for me because I tried to Google everything, and her name is Ram Kachow. No, oh, it's Kachow. It's Kachow. It's Kachow. I just wanted you to say ka-chow to you because like you always say it.
Because you knew I would fucking run with it.
Ka-chow. Yeah.
She was amazing. I loved her.
Yeah. Her makeup is so spooky, and she came out of nowhere too. I was like, what the fuck? But anyway, we'll get to that part. Plastic chains, wonderful. Industrial bright yellow plastic chains, I love it.
A step stool gets used for an attack.
Cinder blocks. I mean, this match really has everything. Cinder blocks.
Two Chris Brooks comments really quickly.
Absolutely.
One, Chris Brooks in this match stole my fucking hairstyle. How dare you?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the club. Did.
100%. Mm-hmm. Also, Chris Brooks shaves his fucking armpits.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Like, he had no hair on his armpits. I don't even think he shaves them. Honestly, I think he waxes. It was too
English clean. Dudes are just like that though.
It's too I was wondering, like, do you manscape, sir, or are you just hairless?
No, his beard is always very trimmed.
I feel like he's manicured.
Chris Brooks, reach out.
We're done.
We want to know the whole routine.
I mean, not like I don't give a shit either way. I'm just interested, like, my armpits don't look like that. And I shave my armpits. Like, oh, your armpits are beautiful.
Beautiful armpits. Let's add that to the list of things about Chris Brooks. Beautiful armpits.
He has, like, really good, like, we're going to talk about armpits for a minute. He has, like, a really good armpit shape. Like, the ditch is really well shaped. I say
I can't
this like
we're talking about this. This is so stupid.
It's stupid if you're a person who doesn't have issues with their armpits. Like, I don't have a good armpit ditch. So I notice shit like this because I'm like, I would kill for that armpit ditch. Mine are like, I don't want to say bumpy. That sounds weird, but they're not like a nice ditch.
Gotcha. I know what you mean.
Yeah, they're not cute. So I admire a good armpit ditch here and there. Hmm. So thank you, Chris Brooks. Also, do you wax? Like, how are we getting so clean there?
Yeah, seriously. The girls want to know.
The girls, tell us your secrets.
Did like when Onryo hit him with them cinder blocks to the chest and tummy. I was like, oh, buddy.
I immediately was like, watch out for asbestos.
Yeah, I guess
they're maybe. In a warehouse. You that's don't true, know.
True. Very true. When Ram brings out the fucking fireworks.
Okay, hold on. Part. Before that, though.
Yes.
Chris Brooks stumbles across a large fan and a plastic box full of rose petals.
Oh my God. The aesthetic was everything.
Of all the things. Like, this is why I love this style of wrestling, because it's like, what's the most ridiculous shit we could do here? In an industrial area, we are going to turn on an industrial fan and blow rose petals all over the ghost.
Yeah, rose petals in a fan, classic distraction. Classic.
Classic distraction.
And they perfectly matched his outfit, too.
They really did. It was amazing. And then... So one of my favorite things the ghost did on Royo, I should say, was Chris had him in a hold. The ref was counting. And then on the third, the fucking ghost grabs the ref's hand and just like holds it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I'm loving this. This is hilarious.
Just so perfect. Like, I noticed that too. It definitely was just, and then they like Chris looked and he looked and I was like, everyone's just shocked that this man is holding the ref's hand. Like, no, you're not going to do this.
That was fucking hilarious. It was a great moment. I appreciated it.
One of the reasons I love watching stuff on Wrestle Universe is that most of the commentary, I think almost all the commentary, is in Japanese. So you only catch little words here and there. Like, when Onryo like throws the barrels and Chris jumps over them,
yeah,
and all you hear them say is, oh, Donkey Kong. I was like, yeah, that's Donkey Kong, you're right.
I was absolutely surprised. So I caught that one too, and then I caught they said DDT like towards the end, and I was like, I knew two words.
Yeah, Donkey Kong and DDT. Yeah, so they have these like industrial sized barrels that are used a few times throughout this match. Once when Chris was jumping over them, second time was when when Ram brings out fireworks. Like, fucking
dude, like Roman candles.
Yeah. And just starts shooting them. She lit like five of them at the same time. And it's just like, pew, pew, pew. And so Chris is getting hit with these fucking Roman candles. So he hides behind the barrels. My favorite part, and this is what makes it silly, because I love when you have to suspend disbelief in wrestling.
Yes.
She's like, Chris, like looking for him. You can see through the barrel that he's there. Like she knows where he is, but it was just so, it was so perfect.
That's so fucking funny. Dude, it was so fucking funny. It was so fucking funny. I couldn't.
Chris then grabs Onryo and throws him into, or ties him up with that rope, like lassos him
on a wheelchair.
And then ties him to this wheelchair.
It was interesting. But then Ghost 2, I will call her, unwraps him.
I forgot to mention too, she comes out of the fucking coffin. Like,
yes.
They were trying to like wrestle past the coffin, and then there's like a shit ton of smoke. Mm-hmm. And then she's in the coffin when he opens it.
Dude, the coffin showed up and I didn't realize it was a coffin match. So I was like, what's in there?
Like, it's just a white box.
I 100% had a fucking Brad Pitt in Seven moment. I was like, what's in the box? And then she fucking pops out of it with Roman candles. And I was like, oh shit, we're fucking going.
We're doing this. Yeah.
I was like, Roman candles are illegal, ma'am, in the United States. In California.
In California.
But I don't know about any other state
or country.
Yeah.
They almost get Chris in the coffin, but then he kicks out of that motherfucker.
Sure does.
And then what?
There's one part where the ghosts did something to Chris, and he ends up on the floor in like a pile of rose petals. And this fucker grabs a handful of the rose petals and like throws them on himself.
Oh well, that was the very end of the match. That was his winning. I'm gonna throw rose petals. Anyway,
it happened during.
He did it. Oh, and then he did it at the end too.
Yeah, he definitely did it at the end, but like he did it like in the middle of the match at some point, and it was hilarious.
So silly. I need everyone to not judge me for what I'm about to say.
I can't wait to hear this.
I don't want to say
it. Now you have to say it. There's too much suspense now.
I love how much Chris Brooks talks during his wrestling matches.
I mean, I'm a fan of that too. It's just fun.
Yeah, just like, I just love it. He makes the silliest noises, and he just talks so much.
It's fantastic.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
We're for it.
At one point, he has the coffin lid on top of Onryo and jumps completely on it. And then we get a fucking like alarm going off.
Yeah. I wonder, like, was that the signal that we won?
No, I think it was the signal that the electric fucking stick works now, which whatever the fuck that was. I had no clue what it was, but you could see it plugged into something. And I'm like, what is this plugged into? And then you find out it's a fucking electric stick.
I'm going to say this. If you're going to use things that need to be plugged in, I don't think you should be using them. Why are we not using battery operated? This is like a plug-in vibrator. It just doesn't make sense to me. You have to stay plugged in. Like,
what about the weed whacker from?
Exactly. Yeah, that was a debacle. Like,
but this wasn't a debacle. This went smoothly.
This did go smoothly for sure, but you're still attached to a cord that has to stay plugged in. We have battery operated things. I know Makita and Milwaukee are expensive, but I'm sure there's a DeWalt version of it that we could be buying.
Or like a Ryobi.
Straight up, like go to Harbor Freight. They got some battery operated shit. Come on.
I love that we're being this judgmental. We have the technology, people.
We can battery operate everything now.
True. But well,
like, make sure that shit's fully charged.
Onryo had the stick first, and then Chris grabs it, and the second he smacks him with it, it goes off. It was a goddamn explosion of sparks and smoke and everything.
We're serious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we get Chris in the pedals having a good time. he gets Unreal in the coffin, and it doesn't seem like that difficult that when he got him in, but we get a surprise twist.
But wait, there's a twist.
He opens the little doors.
Yep.
On the top that had a window, and Onryo's not in there any longer.
The coffin's empty.
And so he takes the lid off and he's rummaging through it. And then they're spookily right behind him. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does this count as a win for Brooks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does count as a win.
Because
they
did
get him in. Yeah, he got him in the coffin with the lid closed.
Got it.
But he didn't stay in the coffin. So, you know, this fight ain't over, but
we're gonna haunt you.
Yeah. Spooky ghost. This is funny enough, one of my comfort matches.
Oh my god.
One, because like I know what's gonna happen, but like it's just so silly and I love it so much.
Sometimes you need that. I have a guilty one too, and it's not a match, but it is wrestling related.
Uh-oh.
It's god awful.
I need to know. I said something I did not want to say. So it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay, so my little comfort video when I need like some happy is the promo of Macho Man doing the cream of the crop stuff. Or he's like, the cream of the crop will rise to the top. And he puts I don't know why he has those little creamers that you put in your coffee, but he like puts one on his head and it falls off.
Yeah.
He puts one in the fucking interviewer's pocket and then pulls it out later. He has a fanny pack that he pulls one out of. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I love Macho Man so much. And that man just fucking has like a fucking tapped vein into making me laugh.
Yeah.
He can do no wrong.
I know you're not a video game person, but one of the times I've laughed the hardest has been, okay, so people make mods for all types of video games. Basically, they go in and they completely crack the video game and just make it ridiculous. There's a video game called Skyrim.
I've heard of it. Yeah. You're like on space planets and...
No, Skyrim is like old world. Like,
wrong game.
I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe you're thinking Mass Effect. I don't know. Skyrim's very like old timey and like anyway.
Yeah.
There's dragons in it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Someone has modded it so that the dragon is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Shut up.
And I have never laughed so hard as when this, because in the scene you don't know it's coming, but all you hear is and then he starts like coming around, and then it's just Macho Man Randy Savage attacking you as a dragon. But it's not a dragon, that it's literally Randy Savage's skin on a dragon's body.
Fuck off. Oh,
and
my
he's
god.
He's got a hat. He's got sunglasses. His wings are just his little arms. And so it's like very disturbing looking, but also fucking hilarious because it's just lines.
This is too much. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's amazing. I'm very happy about this. Fantastic. Fantastic. It doesn't get better than this.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
So I'll send you that because I believe you need to just giggle some. And my suggestion is just get real high and watch Macho Man Randy Savage promos, because I used to do that all the time and they make me fucking laugh every single time.
Yeah, because Macho Man's the best.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, watch some DDT, everybody. It's super fun. Go
to.
Do
you need an account? Do you have to pay for your account for Wrestle Universe?
Yes, but this is gonna sound awful. the dollar and yen conversion right now is really low.
Oh, okay.
So it cost me, I think, something like $6 a month, if that.
Oh my God. Everybody go to Wrestle Universe, get an account right now and watch some really fun wrestling.
I know some people have trouble setting up their accounts, but just like use PayPal or whatever. It's all safe. It's wonderful. It's literally so many times it's been my comfort watching show.
Absolutely.
Like even if you just watch King of Street Wrestling, there's also really good like shoot interviews on there. Not to just make this about Chris Brooks and it's him and Takeshita, but it's them and it's a show called Are You My Best Friend or something, and it's just them drinking beer and like making fun of each other. It's really adorable.
So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Noah's on there, DDT's on there, and there's some Joshi stuff as well. It's really fun. I am such a big fan of Wrestle Universe.
Because how could you not be? When this is exactly the stuff they fucking put up. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so Skyrim Macho Man, watch DDT. Don't let car dealerships fuck around on you. Don't let work stress get to you, even though it's like, you know, a thing that happens every day.
It is a thing that, oh dude, thank you for the tragedy milkshake money. Anytime. I will be doing that immediately.
Yeah, hey, send your friend a tragedy milkshake because life sucks.
And then you die.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. We're straight up not having a good time, bro.
We are not having a Baja Blast right now.
Oh my God.
I am having a Supreme Wrap. What is it? A Supreme Crunch Wrap difficult time. I ruined it. It's not funny anymore, but it's
a Crunch Wrap like supremely bad time.
Yes, that's what it is. I don't eat at Taco Bell, so I don't know any of this shit.
We're Del Taco fans in this house.
Yeah, because Del Taco has Diet Coke, like you should.
Oh, that's true.
Trash ass Taco Bell.
I do love a Baja Blast. Anyway. Blast. There you go. I don't have any other news or anything for this week. Do you?
I don't have shit. You're lucky you got this. Not that's you true. In general.
No, I am lucky I got this.
The proverbial you. Drink water, be nice to people, like legitimately be nice to people.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it.
Yeah, just be nice. Be nice. Yeah. It's really annoying. There's merch available on the website at
how to talk to your friend about wrestling.bigcartel.com.
So go buy merch. We do still have some shirts available, and then there's always fucking stickers and buttons. So like do that. And then you can find us on Twitter at
HTTW pod.
And you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
And that's it.
Oh,
what?
That's not it.
What's now?
We got to talk about the Patreon.
Oh, there's a Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So our Count Out Network.
Let me bring it up.
Bring it up. I'll briefly talk about it. So the Count Out Network that we are on created a Patreon for all of our extra bullshit.
Yes. So if you go to patreon.com/countoutpod, you can, there's three different tiers you can choose from. There's the support tier.
Sure.
The kayfabe tier and the shoot tier. The shoot tier, you'll get exclusive episodes of something that I'm a part of, which is Cantrips and Clotheslines, which is the D&D podcast that we started. Don't judge me for the first two episodes because I was very sleepy. We recorded at 7 a.m. in the morning. But aside from that, they're going to start doing monthly Jackbox games, which will be really fun. And then, so that's the shoot tier. The kayfabe tier, you get a special podcast from Ryan over on Ring Post Radio. where he goes through matches that he's never seen before that are ridiculous and that he should have already seen. I mean, seems like they're stealing our gig a little bit, but it's fine. I'm a little pass. I'm not going to cause a fuss yet, but I will. I'll bring it up. And then you get special access to certain things on our Discord. And if you don't know what our Discord is, it is Countout Family. So you can join our Discord. And then you can just join our Discord. That's just a thing. But if you want special stuff, you got to pay for the kayfabe tier. And then the support tier, you still get content from us, special content from the other shows. And a big old thank you. And then also, I'm a piece of shit and have not finished the book. The book is dead. The book for the last book club that we were supposed to do like a year ago, dead. I can't get into it. I hate it.
Ashley is killing me softly with her song. And
the current book that I have read, I'm almost done with. It's been 2 days. I
fucking hate you.
That's how you know I'm into something or I'm not. I hated it. I'm sorry. I could not finish it. It was so bad.
I mean, it is what it is. We're going to move on.
We're going to find a different book. We're going to have some more fun stuff. I have a lot of plans for Halloween.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. So we're going to have some fun around Halloween because me and Amanda are big Halloween people.
Yes, we are.
And yeah, so join the Patreon. I forgot that we needed to talk about that. So yeah, it's super fun. Join the Discord, especially because I feel so alone. So
I should join the Discord.
No, Amanda, you'll start fights. You will straight really up start though, fights.
Like, legitimately, will I start fights? Damn it.
Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of great shows. There's shows that have just recently been added to the network, which is Okada Shorts is so good.
It's the boy version of us, right?
Basically
like I heard it's rad. I haven't been able to like listen yet.
It's so good. And then Ring Post Radio, I mean, there's tons. Go look. I'm not going to give everyone a shout out right now because my throat hurts and I'm very tired, so I just talked a lot at the end.
Yeah, you did. You did it all. I just fucking sat here. Sorry. Okay. So we need to be done today.
Yeah. Yeah. We're done.
We're done now. We'll
have
talk
a good,
to you.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good week, suckers.
No, bye.
Bye.
This has been a Countout Podcast. This has been a Countout Podcast.